We have to stop at noon, right? Am I right? Is there a boss here? Is there somebody that I am subservient to and must obey? Was there a time for a populist rebellion? What? Do we quit at noon? Oh, anyway, okay. Yeah, well, don't encourage me. Yeah, yeah. I wanted to say just one little thing about the Civil War, because the Civil War is again, one of our good wars, and yes, and slaves were freed as a in the course of it as a result of the Civil War, but that also is not that simple. You know, there's the class element of who is drafted and who is not drafted and who makes huge amounts of money out of the Civil War and the paying of substitutes. And then there's what happens to Indians during the Civil War. You know, and I don't think you have seen, when you've seen these documentaries on the Civil War, what you've seen mostly are battle scenes. And you see Gettysburg and Antietam and Fredericksburg and Bull Run. And that's what the Civil War, and when you run into somebody, as I often do, say, oh, you're a historian. I am very interested in the Civil War. And proceeds to tell you about the Battle of Fredericksburg. You know. And that's what we see, you know, that's what the Civil War is there are the battles, and there's the black people being freed. But there's another angle to it, just an element to it, which at least complicates the picture. And that is in the midst of the Civil War, while the Union armies are fighting in the South, there's another part of the Union armies, which is out west, destroying Indian settlements and taking over Indian land. In 1964, not long after the Emancipation Proclamation, not long after this Emancipation Proclamation, the American Army is out in Colorado attacking an Indian village, killing hundreds of men, women, and children at Sand Creek, Colorado, one of the great Indian massacres of so many in American history, and this during, you know, the war for freedom. In the years of the Civil War, more land was taken away from the Indians than in any other comparable period in American history. So there's a lot of work to be done, a lot of historical work to be done, which if such films reach the public about war and about class conflict and about who controls what in the country and about the history of governmental lives, the history of broken treaties, the history of official violence. If those stories were told, we might really produce, really bring up a new generation. Because that's, I assume, as a teacher, as a writer, I mean, that's what I'm interested in. You know, I'm not interested in just producing books, and when I was teaching, I'm not interested in just reproducing in class after class people who will get out and become successful and take their obedient places in the slots that society has prepared for them. Because I always wanted, I thought, because I thought that what all of us must be involved in, whether we teach and write, make films, direct films, play music, act, whatever we do in the culture, in the arts, has to not only make people feel good and inspire people and make people feel at one with other people around them, but it has to educate a new generation to do this sort of very modest thing, you know, to change the world. You know. Thank you.